By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Another morning with rise and shine. We always begin by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Let's move to the tilawat. Make good intentions, please, because niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali. Just the intention itself is better than a person's actions. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. That actions are based upon intentions themselves. Yes, one other thing, whilst the Quran is being recited, it is our duty to give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's listen to the recitation of the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
Wa min thamaratin nakhil wal a'nab tattakhidhun minhu sakran wa rizqan hasana. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan li qaumin ya'qilun.
Aur khajoor aur angoor ke phalon mein se ke usse nabiz banate ho aur acha risk beshak isme nishani hai aqal walon ko.
Wa awha rabbuka ilan nahli an ittakhidhi min al jibali buyutan wa min al shajari wa min ma ya'rishun.
Aur tumhare rab ne shahad ki makki ko ilham kiya ke pahadon mein ghar bana aur darakhton mein aur chhatton mein.
Thumma kuli min kulli thamarati fasluki subula rabbiki ghulula.
Phir har kisam ke phal mein se kha aur apne rab ki raahein chal ke tere liye nanm o aasan hai.
Yakhruj min butuniha sharabun mukhtalifun alwanuhu fihi shifaa'un linnas inna fi dhalika laayatan liqaumin yatafakkarun.
Uske pet se ek peene ki cheez rang birang nikalti hai jisme logo ke liye tandurusti hai beshak isme nishani hai dhyan karne walon ko.
Wallahu khalaqakum thumma yatawaffakum wa minkum man yuraddu ila ardhalil umri likay la ya'lama ba'da ilmin shay'a inna allaha alimun qadeer.
Aur Allah ne tumhe paida kiya phir tumhari jaan qabz karega aur tum mein koi sabse naqis umr ki taraf phera jata hai ke janne ke baad kuch na jane beshak Allah sab kuch janta sab kuch kar sakta hai.
Wallahu faddala ba'dakum ala ba'din fil rizq فَمَنَ الَّذِينَ فُضِّلُوا بِرَادِّي رِزْقِهِمْ عَلَى مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَهُمْ فِيهِ سَوَاءٌ أَفَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ
اور اللہ نے تم میں ایک کو دوسرے پر رزق میں بڑائی دی تو جنہیں بڑائی دی ہے وہ اپنا رزق اپنے باندی غلاموں کو نہ پھیر دیں گے کہ وہ سب اس میں برابر ہو جائیں تو کیا اللہ کی نعمت سے مکرتے ہیں؟
واللہ جعل لکم من انفسکم ازواجا وجعل لکم من ازواجکم بنین وحفدتا ورزقکم من الطیبات
اور اللہ نے تمہارے لیے تمہاری جنس سے عورتیں بنائیں اور تمہارے لیے تمہاری عورتوں سے بیٹے اور پوتے نواسے پیدا کیے اور تمہیں ستری چیزوں سے روزی دی
اَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ
تو کیا جھوٹی بات پر یقین لاتے ہیں اور اللہ کے فضل سے منکر ہوتے ہیں
وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ رِزْقًا مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ
اور اللہ کے سوا ایسوں کو پوچھتے ہیں جو انہیں آسمان اور زمین سے کچھ بھی روزی دینے کا اختیار نہیں رکھتے نہ کچھ کر سکتے ہیں
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم الحمدللہ we have listened to the Quran al-Kareem let's move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind the peace of our hearts and our minds the most generous and kind the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam let's listen to the Naat Sharif sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly eternally upon your beloved the best of creation
محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد is the leader of both worlds both creations
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds both creations
and as when both groups Arabs and Ajams
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا, آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا, ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا, آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped. He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped. For in every sudden calamity,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بيك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به, يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي.
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ, اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ, حادثات عام میں ہیں آپ میری تکیہ گاہ, آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. In other than you, when universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بيك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها, فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها, ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم, بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم, آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم,
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace, so indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace,
and part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بيك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ, اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ, پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ,
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Oh my I, the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, I, the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. And forgive us for what has passed. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم سبحان الله. The قصيدة بردة a beautiful composition, a beautiful beautiful sense of poetry that is. It's known as a قصيدة سبحان الله, and really I just love listening to it. MashaAllah, recited by our Rukn al-Shura Haji Abdul Habib Atari Damand Barakatum Aliyah, as well as the other brothers in a beautiful manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all too. That's in three languages. So, you know, not many people can be complaining this time. Those who wish for it to be in Arabic, they've got Arabic. Those wishing for Urdu, they've got the Urdu language. And also, you know, those who always complain everything's in Urdu, we want something in English. MashaAllah, our respected Junaid Sheikh Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him too. He also recited it in the English language. The Qasida Burdash, if it was a sense of translation, alhamdulillah, so the English was the translation of the Arabic, and the Urdu was similar or very much alike the Arabic, but Urdu poetry, which is quite different too. But subhanAllah, it was read and beautifully recited. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all. Many people, they celebrate many things. SubhanAllah, they celebrate wrong things. They, you know, there are wrong beliefs, aren't there? There are many wrong beliefs. No doubt about it. There have always been false beliefs. And there are right now so many false beliefs being spread. Youngsters many times do not know their very own religion. We are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are followers of the greatest of all mankind. And this is beautiful. Remember, there were many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam, some scholars state approximately 124,000 or so prophets. So from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam, after Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Shisa alayhi salatu salam, the one who was born as an individual. The rest of the children, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam, were born in pairs as twins, a boy and girl, in every single pregnancy. But one, and that's Hazrat Shisa alayhi salatu salam, another great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After him, subhanAllah, many other prophets. We have Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu salam, even before other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we got towards Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, we can say. We had Hazrat Ismail, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, later Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu salam. And yes, there were many other prophets of the Shu'aib, even during the time of some prophets. So there were many prophets, even some coming at the time of others. And so, for example, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, during the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha was the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. I'll mention the story. So there was the mother, the parents of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she wished for children. She did not have children. But then one day she does dua and she says that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please grant me a child and I will leave this child, I will give this child in your path, you know, in your servitude. This child will remain in Al-Aqsa. This child would clean the mosque. This child would spend his days and nights worshipping you. And then she, subhanAllah, she had a child. But when this child was born, this child was not a boy. She expected a boy. But rather this child was a girl, and she named her Hazrat Maryam. So the name of this child was Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was born, the mother, she thought, okay, subhanAllah, I've promised to give her in Allah Ta'ala's path. So she gives her in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, she required somebody to take care of her. And who was it that took care of her? Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was one prophet. There are other prophets too, during the time of Hazrat Isa, just before Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But in fact, between the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam himself tells us there was no prophet between those. There was no other prophet between Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and between the last and final prophet, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasalam. Between them, there are no other prophets. There were no other prophets. So Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she comes to the masjid, she is brought to Al-Aqsa and under the tutelage of Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And it said that she was given a room. She was given a separate room in which nobody else was allowed entry. And Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would spend her time there worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would spend her entire time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometime when Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam would see her, he would see that she had fruits out of season. So the fruits are seasoned, aren't they? But she would be given such fruits, you know, and those fruits were not in season at the time. When do we have mangoes? We have mangoes in summer, don't we? We have watermelons in summer, don't we? And all these, because these are the favorite fruits, aren't they? But we have what? In the winter, which fruits do we have? We have oranges. So fruits are with different seasons. We find different fruits, don't we? But she was given such fruits which were out of season. Allahu A'lam as to what fruits she was given. But she was given those fruits which were not in season. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says to her that, Maryam, where is it you got these from? And she says that, my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me these. These were given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has provided me with this sustenance. Allahu Akbar. So she was born, you could say, a waliya. From the beginning, she was a waliya. She was, you know, amongst the greatest. We say waliya, but rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that there are four women who are leaders of the women of Jannah. And she is from amongst those. So Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, these are the things she was given within the masjid, out of season fruits. And one day it stated, yes, she spends many years. One day it stated that she leaves Al-Aqsa and she is going possibly to go get something. And she sees this man there. And immediately she seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately she seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's amazed to see a man before, you know, what is this man doing standing before her? Does this man not have any fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what she says, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who is this man? This is not a man. This is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming in the form of a man. And many times, even during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we see that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came in the form of a man. Many times, he would come in the form of a man. So from this we learn that something which is of essence nur, of essence light. Remember, what are angels? They are nur, aren't they? They are created from light. But yet they can have a human form. And alhamdulillah, our belief is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also bashar, is also a man. But he is also light. Why? Because he has been described as light. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Hazrat Jabir radiallahu an that the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created was a nur of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So what happened? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes before Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells Hazrat Maryam that rather I've been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you good news. What is this good news? This good news is that you shall bear a child. You shall have a child. She's amazed. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's amazed. How can I have a child when no man has ever touched me? How can I have a child? This is what she says. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored some people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored some people. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give somebody a child, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give it to them. He created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had no mother or father. Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha had no mother or father. So he can no doubt create another. And subhanAllah, is told that she shall be bearing a child. And this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam then blows upon her. He then blows upon her. And Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she then has a child in her womb, we can say. And there's a difference of opinion as to how long she had this child in her womb. Some stayed for many months, some stayed not. It was a very, very short period. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she never married in her entire life. Her entire life, she never married anybody. She was never engaged to anybody in her entire life. In her entire life, she was never engaged to anybody. It's stated that this person, he did once approach and he questioned, he saw that, subhanAllah, she had a child in her womb, in her stomach, you can say. And she says, and he asked her, he says, how can there be a plant which did not come forth after a seed had been sown into the ground? And she says that, then how did the first plant come about? This is the answer she gives. And then he asks, how can there be a child being born without a male father, without a father? And she replies that how was the first man born? How was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam born? How was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam born? He did not have a father. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did not have a mother. Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was created from the smallest rib, the smallest rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was created without a mother, without a father. This is how she was created. So the father of all mankind, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the mother, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were both created without a mother, without a father. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them. End of story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the moon. He created the earth. He created all of the planets. He created all of the animals, the insects, everything, the fish within the oceans themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens, the skies. He created all of the stars we see. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. What's a man? Allahu Akbar. Remember, there is no limit to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no limit to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates whatever He wishes, whatever He wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created a man. He created a man without a mother and father, subhanAllah. He wishes to do that, he can do that. And for the rest, he brings about a cause. And what is this? A mother and father, when they mate, when they come together, they have a child. So all the children were born like this. But then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for there to be an exception, you know, to create a child without a father, then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, this is what shall take place, this is what shall happen. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without a father. But now some people would say, astaghfirullah al-azim, that Hazrat Isa, wow, he was born without a father. Oh, he must be God, astaghfirullah al-azim. No, this is wrong. This is a corrupt and an absurd belief. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born without a father. Hazrat Adam was born without a father. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was born without a mother too. What do you say about that? No, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was born without a father. But he was still born. He still went through the process. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam always stated throughout his life that he is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a servant. He says, Inni Abdullah, that he says that he is a servant of Allah. He is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam tells us. That he is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not God. He is not mazallah astaghfirullah al-azim. It's quite ridiculous and illogical to believe such things that he could possibly be God or the son of God. No. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the slave of God. He is Abdullah. He is the slave and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you subhanAllah, we shall continue the story, the birth we've not got to, of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Well, we have kind of, but inshallah we will speak a little more on it. First, let's go to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written in Tafsir al-Kabir. Let's listen. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata ala khubbi ali Muhammadin mata shaheeda. The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he died as a shaheed, mat. And then further it was said, Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata maghfuran lah. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, his sins will be forgiven. And then Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam further said, Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata ta'iba. The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he died as the one who repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further said, Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata mu'minan mustakmilal iman. Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he left this dunya with complete faith, with mukammal iman. And then further said, Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin basharahu malakul mawti bil jannati thumma munkarun wa nakir. Listen, who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, malakul mawt and munkar and nakir, angels give him the glad tidings of Jannah. Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin yuzaffu ilal jannati kama tuzaffu al-urusu ila bayti zawjiha. The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he is sent with such honor and respect towards Jannah, the way a bride is sent towards the house of his groom. Allahu Akbar. And then further it was said, Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin futiha lahu fi qabrihi babani ila al-Jannah. The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, for him the two doors of Jannah are opened in his grave. Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin ja'ala Allahu qabrahu mazara malaikati rahmah. And listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, the angels of rahmah come and visit his grave after his death. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is what you attain when you love Ahlul Bayt. This is what you get when you have the true love for the family of the Prophet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that when we die upon the love of Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah, we'll be written as shaheed. Inshallah, the doors of Jannah will be open for us. Inshallah, we'll be amongst those forgiven. Inshallah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, angels will come and visit our graves. Inshallah. Allah and my Islamic brothers, we will have the glad tidings of Jannah inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We will leave with mukammal, complete iman and faith, and we will leave this world as a forgiven and the one who has repented. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to attain all such blessings. What we have to do, all we have to do, to have love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of Ahlul Bayt, love of Sahaba, love of Awliya Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah,
by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandarin Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. There were a few things which I mentioned. Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was never engaged. Some people spread this belief, this false belief. She had never, her entire life, she had never married. She always remained a virgin. Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha had never married throughout her entire life. Now, Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she has this child in her stomach. And then she suffers from the pain too. And there wasn't only one type of pain. It wasn't just a physical pain. Yes, this is a physical pain which every mother suffers through, and is difficult. And this is something which only a mother can truly understand. And we can just say from what we've heard, from what we've read, that, you know, it's very, very difficult. So Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was feeling these hardships. But as well as this, accusations, what people were thinking, that mazallah, she's committed something wrong. People were possibly accusing her of having done something wrong. And then Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she goes to what's known as a faraway place. And then when the time comes to bring her child, you can say, when the time comes, then what happens? She sits beside a tree. She sits by a tree. And she's in this difficulty. She's all alone. She's worried psychologically too. You know, emotionally, she's worried too. The things which people are saying. And then there's this natural love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for the child too. There's this love there for the child too. And then there's all the pains of giving birth too. You know, there are all of these things, all of these emotions. And Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she's in this alone, you can say. She's in all of this alone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within the glorious Quran, فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. SubhanAllah, the translation from Kanz al-Iman. The angel therefore called her from below her and said, La tahzani. Here the translation is, do not grieve. Do not grieve. Do not be worried. Do not be saddened. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. Your Lord has caused a river to flow below you. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. And shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you. Ripe, fresh dates will fall upon you. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. And then it's stated, therefore eat and drink and cool your eyes. So Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was then helped. She was then helped. An angel says to her that, you know, there shall be a river flowing, there is now a river flowing beneath you. And it's said that this tree by which she sat, by which she rested, this tree was completely dry. It had no fruit. And subhanAllah, this spring which came forth from the ground, this river which flowed, bringing out water. And then this happened so quickly that the tree itself gained its greenery. The tree itself gained its greenery and dates began to grow instantaneously. Automatically, instantaneously, dates began to grow. But then she is in this situation. And yet she is ordered. What is she? Is she ordered? Huzzi ilayki bijidhi nakhla. She is ordered to take hold of the trunk, to shake the trunk, so that of the trunk of the palm tree, so that what? So that dates will fall upon her. But then the question is: all of this has been done. All of this has taken place. All of this has been done. You know, it's become ripe and everything's taken place. Why wasn't she just given the fruit itself right in front of her? When she would worship, you know, ever since being a child, she would always worship. They would find within the mihrab, within the masjid, they would find what? they would find fruit is before her. It would be given directly to her. She wouldn't need to go take that fruit. And subhanAllah, some of the scholars state that this is a lesson. That when a person is, you could say, single, you know, with nothing, no family, and no responsibilities, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides rizq in some sort of way that are given rizq. But then when a person becomes now, where others depend on this person, when this person becomes responsible for others, then this person must go and strive for rizq. They must go and earn wealth. And this is a lesson, or one of the lessons taken from this. So Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she then, you know, takes this, she pulls the tree, she takes these dates, she gives birth to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. She is, you know, given ease. She's given this ease at such a difficult time. And then she takes this child and she has to return to her people. But the people, what did they do? The people, they accused her and they said, what is this child? Who is this child? Where did this child come from? This is your child? How is it that you bore a child when you are not married? How is it that you are not married and you have this child? And subhanAllah, Hazrat Maryam radhiallahu anha, what does she reply? What does she say? She tells the people, I am fasting. And that day and age when a person was fasting, they wouldn't only refrain from food, but they would refrain from talking. They would not talk either. So she just pointed, she gestures towards Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, towards his child. She points towards the child. And the people say, you're pointing towards the child as if the child is going to tell us. How is the child going to tell us? SubhanAllah, qala, inni abdullah. And this child speaks out. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, as a baby. This is a translation from Kanz al-Iman. That the child proclaimed, I am Allah's bondsman. Atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya. He has given me the book and made me the communicator of the unseen. He has made me a nabi. Wa ja'alani mubarakan aina ma kuntu. And he has made me blessed wherever I be. Wa ja'alani mubarakan, he has made me blessed aina ma kuntu, wherever I may be. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And ordained upon me prayer and poor due, as has been translated here, as long as I live. Meaning he has instructed me to pray salah and to give zakat, give to the poor, as long as I am alive. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَاتِ. And has made me dutiful to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And not made me vigorous, ill-fated. And then he stays, and this is beautiful. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبَعَثُ حَيَّا. The translation from Kanz al-Iman is, and peace is upon me the day I was born, and on the day I shall taste death. So remember, some people think that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has passed away. No. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is that Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is still alive. And the scholars state that there were possibly four of these. Four Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there are who still have not tasted death. One's the famous Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the glorious Quran that we have raised Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Four prophets, two in the heavens and two on the earth. Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam are still alive and have not tasted death yet. And there are many incidents, even during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, during the life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where people have, even some of the awliya have mentioned to have met Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. There's much mention about Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. But coming back to our topic, there are four prophets who are still alive, have not even tasted death yet. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is one of those. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the incident seems like we're going straight towards this particular moment, subhanAllah. Yes, it was given the Injil. And then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the people, they accused him of many things, and they wished to get rid of him. Mazallah. They wished to kill him, like they had done to many other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happens? They chase after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. They run after him. They try to capture him. And we shall find out after the daily hadith as to what happens then. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In Sahihain, both Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the previous era, there was a person whose soul was about to be extracted from his body. The angel arrived and it was said to that person, do you remember doing anything good? He said, I don't recall doing any good deed. And it was said to him, ponder, reflect, and then mention it again. And he says, I don't recall anything except one thing. In the world, when I would do transactions with people and I would show good conduct towards them, even if a wealthy person came to me and he requested for some time, respite, I would give him respite, a wealthy person. And as for the person who was financially constrained, he wasn't wealthy, he was already suffering, I would pardon him, I would forgive him. SubhanAllah, what's the reward of this? The narration mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that person admittance to paradise. He gained entry to paradise. Why? Whenever he would do transactions in the world, he would show good conduct towards people. Even if a wealthy person came to him and asked for some time, requested some time, respite, he would give him respite. And as for the person who was financially struggling and there was bazahir, apparently no means for him to pay it back, he would forgive that. He would pardon him. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah. And this particular narration in Sahih Muslim, the wordings towards the end are that Allah ta'ala said, SubhanAllah, Allah ta'ala said that I am more rightful of forgiving. Meaning that person said he would forgive the loan, the debt of the financially constrained person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am more rightful of forgiving. O angels, pardon this person of mine. Pardon this slave of mine. SubhanAllah, these are the things that we should be thinking about in this particular situation. If we're in this situation where we're owed money, and we should look at the person, if he's financially constrained, if he cannot give it back, then if Allah has blessed us and we are prosperous, we are wealthy, we're affluent, then look at the reward. Even if you were to forgive that debt, forgive the amount that he has given you, you will not suffer loss. Why? Because Allah will grant you forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you entry into paradise. SubhanAllah. And there are many people out there. MashaAllah, Allah has blessed them. Yet, if someone owes them £1,000, £2,000, they will make his life a living hell, as they say. They would make it very difficult for him. And these are people who should learn from Islamic teaching.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, quickly continuing from where we were. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they are searching for him, wishing to Mazala, to capture him, to kill him, to crucify him. This is what they would do. They would hang them, you can say, and with nails. They would hammer nails into their arms, into their limbs, arms, legs, feet, whatever it may be. And they would attach them to a cross. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Very difficult for... A very sad way to mazala, to kill somebody. But this is the reality. This is what they would attempt to do. And this is what they had wished to do to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But did they do it? No, they did not do it. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that he goes into a house. They follow behind him. And as the first person to go into the same house, behind Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the heavens. And the first person coming in after Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the person who came to try to be the first to capture Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his features and made him look like this was Hazrat Isa. So he morphed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morphed him into, you know, apparently to look like, ostensibly from the outside, to look like Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So then when the second person came in, he thought this person is Hazrat Isa, so they captured him. And he was killed, he was crucified. He was crucified on the cross, not Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected him and raised him to the heavens. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam shall return to the world. Yes, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam shall also, towards the, or closer to the day of judgment, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam shall return to the world. And he shall come, the city in Masjid, in Damascus. He shall pass away. And right now a place has been preserved next to the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Next to the blessed tomb, the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a place has been preserved for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to be buried there next to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Hazrat Isa, when he returns, kill the Dajjal, etc., etc., then he shall also pass away. And the world shall be very, very peaceful. It shall be very, very peaceful. So peaceful that the scholars have described that children shall be playing with snakes. That nobody shall harm anybody else. This is the peace which he shall bring to the world. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, this was a rough overview. We must remember, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is still alive. This is one thing. Also, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had never married anybody. She was never engaged to anybody. This too, we must remember, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he was a prophet, so he was greater than most other men. These things we must understand, and these things we must teach our children too. And we quickly have the wonder of the Quran. Let's take a look at that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Let's talk about a very unique story that has been mentioned in the Quran. You maybe know this story. This story is about a cow, the most expensive cow in the world. What is the story? Let's listen. The story is that there was a very pious person in Bani Israel who had a young son. He had a single calf only in his property. Just before his death, that pious person took the calf to the jungle and left it by a bush, saying, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I leave this calf under your protection until my son reaches puberty. After this, the pious person died and the calf grew to a cow with the passage of time, and his son grew up to be a righteous man who was very obedient to his mother. He had divided his night into three parts. He used to sleep in one part, worship in the second part, and serve his mother in the third part. Also, he used to travel to the jungle every day in the morning to fetch wood, which he used to sell. He used to do sadaqah, charity, of one third of his earnings, spend one third on his personal needs, and give one third to his mother. One day, the mother said to her son, O my beloved son, your father left a calf for your inheritance that he had left near such and such a bush under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now go to that bush and supplicate in this way. O Rabb of Sayyiduna Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq alayhimus salatu wassalam, return me the thing my father gave under your protection. She further said that the calf was yellow colored and its skin would be glistening in such a way as though the rays of the sun are emitting from it. Hearing this, the boy went to the jungle and supplicated by that bush. All of a sudden, the cow came to him running and stood by him. He brought it home. His mother said, "My son, go to the market and sell the cow for 3 dinars, but do not sell it to any buyer without consulting me." In those days, the usual cost of a cow was about 3 dinars. A buyer came in the market who in reality was an angel. In fact, the angel said, "I will pay you more than 3 dinars on a condition that you sell me the cow without consulting your mother." The boy replied, "No matter how much you offer me, I will not sell the cow without consulting my mother." Reaching home, the boy related the whole event to his mother. She said, "Perhaps the buyer was an angel. Therefore, oh my son, consult him whether we should sell the cow or not." Thus, when the boy consulted with the buyer in the market, he advised not to sell the cow. He said that in future, the people of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will come to buy the cow. He further advised to demand the price equivalent to the amount of gold that can be filled in the hide of the cow. They will pay the price he wishes. Therefore, after a few days, a very rich person from Bani Israel named Amir was killed by his 2 paternal cousins, and they threw his body in a desolate place. The next morning, the search for the murderers began. After getting no trace, people went to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked about the murderer. He alayhi salatu wasalam ordered them to slaughter a cow and strike the dead body with its tongue or the bone of the tail, and the murdered Amil will resurrect and tell you the name of his killer. Hearing this, Bani Israel raised questions and arguments about the age, the color of the cow. When they finally understood the type of the cow that was required, they began the search for it. When they reached the cow of that boy, they realized that this was exactly the same cow that they are looking for. Therefore, they paid its price equivalent to gold filled in its hide and slaughtered the cow. Then they hit the corpse with the tongue or bone of the tail, and the dead person, Amil, came back to life. He said that his killers were the 2 sons of his uncle who killed him due to greed of his wealth. After telling this, he died again. Therefore, both of the killers were killed in return, and the child of the pious person, who was very obedient to his mother, became very rich by getting lots of wealth. Subhanallah, what a beautiful story. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Many times, you know, you thought to yourself, you know, what does Baqarah mean? And why did Allah Azza wa Jalla reveal this story of the cow inside the glorious Quran? Now you know why. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Those who are listening, make sure that you are obedient to your parents. Make sure that you are obedient to your Rabb Azza wa Jalla. And make sure you give plenty in charity. Because if we are pious ourselves, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in return, our children will be pious as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And even as we have come towards the end of our time, we all will come towards the end of the time. So that Isa alayhi salam shall be returning at the end of time to inshallah azza wa jal, towards the end of time, meaning towards the day of judgment. My viewers of Madani channel, study, that's all for now. We shall be returning with more rise and shine inshallah azza wa jal. For now, stick with us and watch Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.